This is the story of Viktor Frankl. Overcoming Adversity, the Story of Viktor Frankl. In 1940, Viktor Frankl became the director of the neurological department of the Rothschild Hospital, a clinic for Jewish patients. In spite of the danger to his own life, he sabotaged Nazi procedures by making false diagnoses to prevent the euthanasia of mentally ill patients. He published several articles in Swiss medical journals and started writing the first version of his book, The Doctor and the Soul. Frankl obtained an immigration visa to America, but let it pass unused because he didn't want to desert his old parents. In 1941, Frankl married his first wife, Tilly Grosser. By 1942, the Nazis forced the young couple to have their child aborted. In September, Viktor and Tilly Frankl were arrested and together with his parents, they were deported to the Theresienstadt ghetto, north of Prague. After half a year in Theresienstadt, his father died of exhaustion. By 1944, Frankl and Tilly, and shortly later his 65-year-old mother, were transported to the extinction camp, Auschwitz. His mother was immediately murdered in the gas chamber, and Tilly was moved to Bergen-Belsen, where she died at the age of 24. In cattle cars, Viktor Frankl was transported via Vienna to Kaufering and Turckheim, subsidiary camps of Dachau. Even under the extreme conditions of the camps, Frankl found his thesis about fate and freedom corroborated. By 1945, in the last camp, he came down with typhoid fever. To avoid fatal collapse during the nights, he kept himself awake by reconstructing his book manuscript on slips of paper stolen from the camp office. On April 27, the camp was liberated by U.S. troops. In August, Frankl returned to Vienna, where he learned within a span of a few days about the death of his wife, his mother, and his brother, who had been murdered in Auschwitz together with his wife. Frankl overcame his despair. He became the director of the Vienna Neurological Polyclinic in 1946, a position he holds for 25 years. He attained a teaching appointment at the University of Vienna Medical School. He dictated, within 9 days, the book, Man's Search for Meaning. The book is a keenly observed account of his experiences in the Nazi death camps during World War II. Originally intended for limited private circulation, the slim book has since translated into 24 languages. By 1997, more than 9 million copies of this book had been sold. In Man's Search for Meaning, Frankl first ponders the mystery of transcendent experience amid extreme suffering, then explores the true nature of human moral freedom. Frankl's concentration camp experiences profoundly influenced his life's work after the war, leading to his development of logotherapy, a new clinical approach to helping patients rediscover meaning in their lives. Logotherapy, his psychotherapeutic school, is founded on the belief that striving to find meaning in life is the most powerful motivation for human beings. Viktor Frankl teaches us about overcoming adversity. Frankl survived Auschwitz. Frankl overcame adversity to find meaning in his life. Imagine losing all of your family, your wife, your brother, and your parents. Frankl overcame adversity. Finding meaning in our lives is the most powerful motivation for us as humans. Frankl teaches us why we need to believe in others. What does Viktor Frankl's story teach you? Who can you believe in? What adversity can you overcome? What is your purpose?